I am now in General Telephone territory, just south of Everett. General Telephone, Wiz Director. This recording is from the 743 prefix, 743-9966. Notice that this director is not like in Los Angeles, in that as soon as I drop the diamond, the dial tone will be on immediately. I will dial 282-9999, a panel number in Seattle. Because this has a director, I don't have to dial 9 first. The director takes care of that. Now I will dial 743-9966, the number of the table. Notice that unlike Los Angeles, the director did not cut out on a local prefix, but the director did stay in and dial the whole number. You probably couldn't tell by the tape, but as soon as the number clicked through and it saw that it was busy, the dime returned before it gave the busy signal. The dime here always returns before a busy signal in the local office or before a recording given by the local office. The recording from this phone was made with a microphone held against the earphone of the phone because the pickup coil was picking up too much hum. End of recording for 743-9966. I am now in the 542 prefix, 542-8922. This is straight General Telephone step, no director. There is one interesting thing about the straight step. If you hold the dial tone too long, it clicks into a fast busy. However, I'm sure there is no director because in other situations, I can get things like digit absorbers and dial part of the number, like the last 5 digits, and it will go through if its first 2 are absorbed, etc. So I'm sure there's no director, yet it will click into a fast busy if you leave the dial tone too long. At least let me say this, it did click into a fast busy once. I am now holding a dial tone for about a minute, trying to hold the microphone up to the phone to give you an example of it clicking into a fast busy. However, as I say, I've been holding it for over a minute now, and it's still a dial tone. So maybe it was just some freak thing that happened at one time, like a phone man walking over and knocking it or something. I don't know. In any event, this is a dial 9 phone to get to Seattle Tandem. That's what I'll mainly be playing with. First I'll dial 9, let you hear the Seattle dial tone come on. Then I'll dial a panel number, 282-9999. I'll dial the 282 first, then stop, then dial each 9. Pausing for a second in between each one to let you hear the panel pulsing. Okay, now I'll dial number 1 crossbar number, 524-9999, the same way. This will also have panel pulsing going through to it, but the panel pulsing will be much faster. Each digit will be at a maximum speed since there are no actual physical panel switches operating. Notice that after the first 9, after the prefix, no panel pulses were sent. It waited until after the second 9 before it started sending any, then it sent all 3 at once. This is typical for crossbar or, well, either kind of number 1 or number 5 crossbar. And I'll dial 284-9999 the same way. That's the number 5 crossbar prefix. The only difference between that and the number 1 crossbar is that the pulses will be sent a little bit faster. Okay, now I'll play with leading things in the middle. Like, for example, I'll now dial 282-110, then wait for the tandem to time out. I will record from the tandem dial tone only. Notice how fast the tandem times out. It's only several seconds from the time I stop dialing to the time it turns the switch on. Now I'll do exactly the same thing with a number 5 crossbar number. Dial 284-110, then stop. Notice that the number 5 crossbar recognizes that it sent more than 10 pulses when it should have only sent a maximum of 10. Therefore, something's wrong. Therefore, it stops right then and signals the end of the call. Now I'll dial 762-1111. 762 is a number 5 crossbar prefix. The tandem multi-freaks into it, digit for digit, as I dial. You don't hear all the multi-freak. You only hear the start and then the first pulse. And you don't hear that at the beginning either. You hear it after the fourth digit. There's my dial 762, and you'll hear the click and the clicking into that office. Then when I dial the next one, you'll hear a start pulse, and I guess a 2 being multi-free for 2-1-1-1-1. Then I'll keep on dialing. You won't hear anything. No more multi-freak, but as soon as I'm done dialing, the number will click through as though I had been dialing directly into the office. Actually, that time you only heard the start pulse, you didn't hear another one. Let me try it again. Again, it recorded only the first pulse, only the start pulse. But take my word for it, I didn't get 2-1 of once upon a time. Let me try it once more. That time you still only heard the start pulse. However, you heard a brief bit of the stop pulse too. Now I'll dial a 955 number. This goes in with step pulsing. Notice that you don't hear all the step pulsing. You hear, I believe, only the first one or the last one or something like that. I don't remember. Let's just try it and we'll see. Okay, I remember now what it is. You hear any step pulses after you finish dialing, but that it still has left to dial. For example, if you wait a second after each digit, so that it catches up with you, and dial the last digit, then you'll only hear that last digit being dialed out. However, if you dial as fast as you can, that you get several digits ahead of it. And as soon as you're done, you'll hear those several digits that you're ahead of it being dialed out. Just for fun, let me try a 955 number and see what it does when I time out. In other words, I'll dial 955-111, then wait, see what it does. Out just like a Los Angeles tandem does, except maybe one little extra click there. Notice that time that you did hear a couple of step pulses, even though I hadn't finished dialing. I don't know why that is. I'll play with it in a minute and then tell you. It seems that the tandem waits to dial your fourth digit until after you finish dialing the fifth digit. and you do therefore hear that fourth digit for some reason, even though you don't hear anything else. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. While I was playing around, I dialed 762-1111 again, and again I heard the start and first digit of the multi-freak, so I'm going to try recording that again. This phone booth is too noisy. I can't tell whether I got two digits of the multi-freak or one. I'll have to wait till I get home. But it sounds like I have a second digit. It's very soft. End of recording from 542-8922. I've just finished eating a healthy lunch of organically grown fruits and vegetables and good whole wheat bread at Denny's on 85th and Aurora. That's in the Sunset prefix. Remember the hotline they used to have there, where you dialed 111 and got the baby crying and could talk in between it? That was out for a few months, but it's back on again now, and there are again five or six kids at a time on, all talking at the same time.